by compulsion, I pick up the things others leave behind. Empty packets of tobacco, thrown away pens, discarded shopping lists. It's in the junk that my truth hides, not in the neon, the projected, the lap dances in the rain. For me, the beauty lies in the lipstick stains on coffee cups and the cigarette stubs in overflowing ashtrays on bedsit floors. The discarded newspapers blown about on park benches, not the lies printed on the page. We all live in our own fictions. Mine is the story of the forgotten middle, lost to both sides, found by you. So that even on the train rushing into the city centre, a man stood with two tireless bicycle wheel frames, his fingers slipped through them both. I longed to ask him, what happened to the tires? Where did he keep them? Were they dangling over the corpse frame with his damp push bike like flapping appendages, bleeding rubber? But I lacked both the courage and the imagination to ask him. Later I read in The Room of People, I didn't hate myself afterwards, which was progress. So then I walked the alleyways back to Holborn. They were eerily empty. I slipped into a big supermarket before it closed, joked about with the staff, closing time was approaching. And as I slipped down into the underground platform, I spoke to a lady begging silently, offered her some of my food, gave her a little change. I asked if she liked the food I offered. She said to me, a Scotswoman not like a Scotch egg. It was the best line of the night. She had me at that. I had to walk away before I cried. She just didn't need an 18-stone, 6-foot, well-fed man in his mid-30s all going to mush on her. There was truth, jazz, poetry and soul in what she said and how she said it. More than has been in me for a while. She reminded me to mean what I write. Too many of us write things we don't really mean. There is no love in the self-spun lie. I'd rather read sincere words of hate than make a false mockery of love. For a minute, she made me remember.